Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. Yes, my first name's Jennifer. I'm one of the nurse case managers here at Penn Presbyterian Hospital in Philadelphia. I just have a mutual patient by the name of Willie McLean, currently admitted here at our hospital. In fact, certainly I appreciate your time. Do you need me to state his date of birth as well?
1 minute. Willie McLean, right?
Willie McLean, yes, that's right.
Okay. One moment.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, I have the profile of the patient over here. So let me know how may I help you.
Yes, in fact, so certainly I'm really part of the discharge, the hospital discharge planning team, of course, along with the doctors here at the hospital. And essentially, I've been working with his granddaughter Tamika quite a bit as well. She's also been super pleasant, and you know, she's been, I know, doing as much as she can on her end. So really, I know the granddaughter Tamika has also been in touch just regarding, first and foremost, his schedule just to resume his 15 hours of home health aide care per day. I know that his normal schedule is roughly like 6 a.m. To 9 p.m., so that way it's the total of the 15 hours per day. And when I spoke with the granddaughter Tamika yesterday, excuse me, the only other kind of updated information about this patient is that the granddaughter is aware as of last Friday that we started to broach conversations with her and with the patient, given that he's 92 years old and he's had certainly a lot going on and really just wants to focus on comfort care. And so they actually both agreed that they want to pursue home hospice care. So we do have one of our Penn home hospice nurses. You know, they don't come out every single day, but the granddaughter is aware that, you know, they'll be doing visits with him about 2 to 3 times per week. And so the reason that he's going home, with the idea rather, that he's going home on home hospice care, I just wanted to make the agency aware that I know that they were trying to do two things with the daughter Tamika. I know that it sounds like she was working with a Sarah at Family First Home Health as well. And Sarah reported to Tamika that she was just trying to kind of shift around the home health aides because the family is trying to then see if they can chip in to at least cover some of the hours, if the aides can kind of get resorted in so many words. Because basically with his 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. schedule right now, the granddaughter Tamika, with the patient still technically living alone, she was still concerned that he would probably need at least some help overnight. So Sarah from the Family First agency, of course, from you guys, she was trying to then like resort out the schedule for the aides. I think it's still been like 2 to 3 aides that have been substituting to help with his care right now. And the only other thing, I promise I'll pause after this, just from all the information. The only other thing is I did call to his service coordinator at Liberty just now, because I'm trying to then get him scheduled, hopefully in the next coming days, for an in-home assessment for updated, excuse me, for an updated assessment for increasing the hours through the insurance as well. Trying to get him closer to like 24/7 care if possible, or at least an increase from the 15 hours that he receives currently.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Actually, I was previously mentioning about the intention of having the 24-hour care, but we were told by Tamika that for some reason they haven't been able to receive the assessment yet. So don't worry,
Correct.
we are aware of the situation.
Okay, wonderful. That sounds fine, rather. And I do agree. Tamika, the granddaughter, had let me know yesterday that the Family First agency, in fact, I think it was Sarah, she connected her with Taylor Chambers, who is the patient's she's actually a supervisor through Liberty who's just covering while the patient needs to currently be assigned a new service coordinator through Liberty. It sounds like the patient has just had like a lapse and maybe the other service coordinator through Liberty had, you know, left the position or something like that. But yes, I did leave a voicemail just now for Taylor Chambers, and I had that number that Tamika passed along to me yesterday when I spoke to Tamika again. So the only other thing I think I would just make you guys aware of then is that our attending doctor, of course, they're a very friendly team, but they really are hesitant to keep the patient past tomorrow because certainly he's already been in the hospital for going on 7 days at this point, where we've just been trying to work with Tamika really closely. She was already under the impression that outside of him going to a skilled nursing facility, which essentially the patient nor the granddaughter wants to do, it's like we had opted to say to them, hey, if you guys just don't feel like you're ready to go home yet, you could go to a nursing facility maybe for a few weeks. That way we'll try to get the assessment done for more hours. But I just explained to Tamika again yesterday that she does understand that when it's his insurance that's trying to increase the hours, we know that that doesn't move quickly. We know it's his Medicaid insurance that would still have to approve paying for additional hours. And so she's well aware that if within the 7 days of the hospital stay that he's been here, those hours wouldn't really change just yet, even though we're trying to do the courtesies of at least helping her to get reconnected with the service coordinator and to kind of do all those pieces so that way there can be another appointment in the home where Tamika can help advocate for more hours for the patient as well. So I think the only other thing to just make you guys aware of is we do want to aim for a discharge home tomorrow, and I wanted to just make sure on a scheduling side that the team of doctors would love to be able to say if we get him out, let's say, between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. tomorrow. That way it's an earlier discharge, so it's less chaotic. And I just wanted to make sure that Family First can have a home health aide then prepared for 11 a.m. versus 12 p.m. tomorrow to be at home with the patient. That was my only other thing just for the discharge planning piece.
Absolutely. I will notify Sarah for her to let me know if there's someone available for that specific time because, basically Sarah is the person in charge of staffing.
Perfect.
So
okay,
I will
awesome.
Keep it here.
You know what? And I'll make sure. Do you have a direct phone for Sarah by chance? Because I could certainly just coordinate with her.
Oh, yeah. You'll just let me know when you're ready, and I can provide you her direct phone number. That's
yes,
fine.
I'm ready.
It will be 267-551-7418.
7418. Okay, perfect. Excellent. So I'll give Sarah a call right now then. But yes, if you could just pass that along to Sarah, that would be perfect, but I'll reach out to her right now as well.
Okay. Or I can I can transfer the call. But that's fine.
Oh, that's perfect. Yes, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. I will connect you right now with her. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks to you. Have a nice day.